c'est épuisant. Le temporaire est épuisant. On est tous dans la même démarche et c'est juste le besoin d'habiter.
Quand vous êtes dans la rue, vous n'avez pas d'amis.
C'est du chacun pour soi. On est individuel, on est un individu dans la ville.
Donc on paye un loyer de 600 euros et vous devez vivre dans l'indignité et tout en leur disant merci beaucoup.
Habiter. Titre provisoire.
Déjà, il y a une cinquantaine d'années.
About 50 years ago, we talked about building small houses.
Petite maison. Ah ben, très bien.
We worked on it, then they refused.
On a travaillé de ce côté-là, puis ils ont refusé.
They said later, we'll see about that at a later stage. Until proven otherwise, we never had anything permanent.
Jusque preuve contraire, on n'a jamais eu quelque chose de... définitif, hein. On est belge, on est né en Belgique.
We are Belgians. D'accord, we were born in Belgium. Okay, we are gypsies. Okay, I agree with that. But we are like other people. But we are like other people. We seek the protection of our country. For so many years, there are still 50, 60 families who have nowhere to stay. They move from one municipality to another, always on the roads. Sometimes they are driven out at night, their caravans towed away. The men work. It is a bit strange what is happening to us in Belgium.
C'est pas l'homme, les hommes, ils travaillent quelque part et ils trouvent tout va directement là. C'est un peu curieux, c'est ce qui se passe en Belgique avec nous. Nous ne demandons pas des choses.
We are not asking for incredible things. How can I put it? We are not looking for millions, but for social assistance.
Moi, je m'appelle donc Modeste Jules.
My name is Modeste Jules. I am 85 years old. I have been working for our people for about 60 years to get the authorities to improve the living conditions of our people. But we haven't received much, really not much. The land here belongs to two of my children, but we could hardly afford it. It was difficult.
On était obligé de le faire parce que comme on était pour chercher d'un jour à l'autre, on était parti là 24 heures, 48 heures là-bas.
It is not quite done yet, but we had to do it because we were hunted down from one day to another, 24 hours here, 48 hours there, no school for the children, no possibility to work. Since we wanted to stay in our caravans, we would have had liked to have permanent land, a transit land, or maybe small houses. That would have been better, even better because in the caravans in winter, it's very cold.
Ça aurait été préférable, encore mieux. Parce que dans les caravanes, l'hiver, il fait froid. Très froid. Toutes nos familles ont été vendues ici en Belgique pour les Allemands.
All our families were sold to the Germans here in Belgium. They were tortured and taken away by the Belgian Gestapo. They were given money by the Germans and allowed to occupy the houses that belonged to Jews. 353 people from our families were taken from Mechelen to Auschwitz. When they arrived, it was straight into the crematorium, and since then we have constantly been facing problems. For us, it must be said that the war is not over. It is true.
La guerre n'est pas finie, hein. Qu'est-ce qu'on fait comme mal à qui? Nous sommes des gens honnêtes.
What are we doing wrong and to whom? We are honest people, we love our neighbors, we want to live in peace.
Mais il nous manque quelque chose que les autorités possèdent. Il y avait...
We lacked something the authorities have. There was a lot of money in Brussels to develop housing. This is where we'll need to find solutions. They wanted to build some flats near Werchter, in that area, for the people there. We would be better off there because the caravans in a year or two will be ruined by the rain, the snow, they will rot. There was already a start with the authorities in Belgium, but that stopped. I don't know why. There was everything needed, and the material, the money, the workers, everything. Today it is over. The government said, we'll see that later. Later there will be serious problems for our families. There is no school. It is terrible. Our children have to learn a profession for their future too. What will happen in 5, 10 or 15 years? How will they live? And we don't want them to get lost in drugs or to steal. All sorts of things happened to us. Journalists, documentaries, meetings with ministers, with personalities who promised all sorts of things.
Ils nous ont promis toutes choses. J'ai beaucoup de papiers ici. Ici à Bruxelles, j'ai des témoins avec qui j'ai travaillé. Nicole Pernot et tous ces gens-là.
Nicole Pernot and so on, we worked. We even got a piece of land on the other side of the canal.
Le pont brûlé là. Mais il y avait justement une usine de coquerelles tout près.
But there was a cockerel factory nearby. After a while, we were all sick, and people from Leuven came and told us to leave because it was too dangerous. It was a nice piece of land, well located, 3 kilometers from Brussels, so there were many shops nearby, but we left everything behind. We spent a lot of time working with the authorities. There were promises from ministers, but nothing was done. Nothing.